This is Sasha Gillette, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome to Give the Boot. Benvenuti. Un'ora di musica italiana ogni martedì dalle 2 alle 3. Italian music here at CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Wendable and this is Give the Boot. I'm playing music that comes from the whole 20 regions of the Italian peninsula and also the occasional Italian track that comes from Canada, such as the one we just heard by Michael Occhipinti and the Sicilian Jazz Project. And it was called Vitti na Crozza. It's my theme song, and it's by this wonderful world jazz fusion group who take traditional Sicilian songs and reinvent them in some new way. It's very exciting. I'm going to start off today's show with a little bit of Italian flat picking. Beppe Gambetta, who's playing at the Vancouver Island Music Fest this coming weekend, and then at Vancouver Folk Music Festival next weekend. Let's start with a track from his brand new album, the American album. This is Acadian Dream. Thank you.
c'è lampa in terra, l'altro in mano. Tita mia, peggio denti anin. Stessa mia, peggio da rusa. Metti un brugo redeno in te in cantin. Che se da capa scuggia in cugina stria. Je a de contare pace che son. Malesa feta, malesa cugia. Se se ven, te ascuia. Carne tenia, non fate negra, non resta via. E tu non me De Maria, tu ti diei da sta pignatta andare via. Kaufmantin prima kutela. Sei chi per mangiare, se sere per aspira, carne degna, fate negra, resta via, e tu non me, te mangi.
Questa bellissima canzone Assimma è una canzone di Fabrizio De André, cantata invece da Beppe Gambetta. And I have Beppe Gambetta with me here in the studio. Hello Beppe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Oh, ciao, come va?
Molto bene, very good. Happy to be with you after a while.
I know, it's been a few years since you were last in town. Well, you were in town actually not so long ago, but we haven't had you on for a little bit.
On the radio, yes. Yes, it's great to be back, finally.
Great.
And I'm really excited about the festivals and my visit in the area.
Me too. It's as you know, it's not that common that we get real Italians coming through playing Italian music, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for giving me a call from, you're in New Jersey, right?
Yes, in this moment we are in New Jersey, but we are in this moment we are preparing all our bags.
Oh,
so
right.
We are really ready to fly and come. And we are extremely excited because there is also a contingent of other Italian players, and Riccardo Tesi, my good friends of Banda Italiana, and some Italian player of second generation like John Vignola. So there will be the Italian culture featured in the festivals, and that this makes me really happy because I think it's an interesting part of our culture that is good to to feature and to talk about.
Absolutely. And for those of you listening who may not know who Beppe is, he is an unusual character, if you let me say so, in that
yes.
A flat-picking guitarist known very well in the bluegrass and American music world, but also someone who has done a lot of ethnomusicological research into the Ligurian tradition, amongst other things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I actually, as many other people, fell in love with the music of Doc Watson because he was really the guru, the mentor of a generation of guitar pickers, because his style was so nice and purely related to the old tradition, and this gave me sort of the start and the energy to try to do a research also on my side of the pond and on the Italian great traditions that we can find in many different regions. And so I'm really happy to be finally at the Vancouver Festival to perform it.
That's so great. And I know that you're going to be performing solo both this weekend at the Vancouver Island Music Fest in Courtenay, which is starting on Friday and going till Sunday. I did, however, see that, of course, as we know, Riccardo Tesi and Banda Italiana will also be there, and you may end up on a stage together with perhaps Maurizio Geri, your guitar-picking friend from Banda Italiana.
Yes, absolutely. We have planned to get together, and there are also some workshops where we already are planned to be together on stage. And so it's great because with Maurizio Geri we had some different projects related to research, and so we can revive this music of this project. Is you know, festivals are always moment of meeting with artists of this different culture, and it's going to be fun to meet these guys far away from Tuscany. And But not only, I'm gonna also meet Tony McManus, who is this great, the new prophet of the Celtic guitar. And with Tony, we are also recording a new album together. So we are gonna perform also something with him. It's really fun to meet him because he's from the town of Paisley, that is famous to be the town of the most cheap people in Scotland, that everyone is making fun of them. And I am from Genova, that is notoriously the town that everyone is making jokes about being cheap. So they say that the copper wire was invented by a Scotsman and the Genovese arguing over a penny, you know. So it's going to be fun to play also with Tony, and so we are really excited about it.
Oh, me too. That is going to be fantastic. In fact, Tony is playing here Thursday night at the Rogue Folk Club here in Vancouver with Laura Smith, a wonderful singer from back east. And I know Tony is making his way over to the island where he will be meeting up with you and Riccardo Tesi in Band Italiana and many others, including Frank Vignola and Vinnie Ragnolo, who are also playing at Island Music Fest. So there's your other connection to the, you know, as you were saying, the second generation Italians.
Yes, it's great to see how there in this second generation Italian there were always a lot of talented artists related to jazz music, and you know Eddie Lang probably was the first of them, of all of them, and because when he was born, his name was Salvatore Massaro, and Nick Lucas was another, and after Joe Pass and so many others, Frank Vignola is the expression of this school of Italian American passion for the jazz guitar, and. So we are really excited because he expressed a lot of talents and a fantastic sort of attachment to a certain tradition, to a certain past, and moving on to new levels of technical beauty.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see what might come about with this new duo, well, not new, but the new album between you and Tony McManus. And I hear that you have already started recording that. And when is that going to be out, do you think?
We try to be ready before the next big festival season. So we have some sessions already planned, and we hope in February to have the master ready, and so before the summer to be ready to go. Because it's fun, you know. Two different cultures has a lot in common, you know, the Celtic and the Mediterranean. They have a lot of love for the melody, and a lot of love for the embellishments and in the instruments. And so we will put together our different point of views, and already Tony has planned to sing some background vocals in Italian. So Italian.
Yes, because he did play with you in Genoa for your acoustic night, didn't he?
Yes, he performed the acoustic night several times. You know, the acoustic night is a show that we invented 14 years ago. It was a sort of an all-star night with guests from all over the world. And it became a great tradition now after 14 years, and Tony was participating to this big event already three times. So when the album will be ready, we'll have to call him again, of course.
Of course, of course. Wow, so there's so much to talk about, but I won't keep you much longer. I'll just mention that for those of you who are listening, Beppe will be performing at Island Music Fest this weekend in Courtenay in Comox Valley, and then making his way over to Vancouver to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival on on Friday the 18th of July, and playing the weekend at Jericho Beach Park, along with, again, Riccardo Tesi and Band Italiana and many other groups from around the world. I wanted to go out here Beppe, actually, before I got you on the line, I played a track from your latest album, the American album, Acadian Dream, which is a lovely instrumental that you wrote, of course.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And then I actually thought it'd be nice to play something of Tony McManus's. So I played this little Claudio Monteverdi piece, Si Dolce il Tormento, which he arranged from his latest, well, his album, The Maker's Mark, which is that wonderful album where he plays all of those incredible guitars.
Yes, actually, we were on the road with the Men of Steel, with Tony and Don Ross, I remember, many years ago, and we had a great singer, Marco Bisley, the CD in the car, and we heard this Si Dolce Tormento, and we noticed that all the band was starting to cry, because it was so touching, this kind of melody. So Si Dolce Tormento started to be our torment, because Don Ross learned it, I remember, and also Tony really loves it, so it's great that the music of Monteverdi is still able to touch modern artists in such a deep way.
Yes, that's true. Well, mm-hmm. Some of that music, you know, it is timeless. It never gets old or stale, and it's in the hands of someone like Tony McManus, of course, becomes new again.
Yeah.
I wanted to also finish off here by saying we can't talk about Liguria and Genoa, your hometown, without talking about food, of course, and you are an excellent cook, as we know, some of us know. The song Atsimma is actually, would you be able to quickly explain what it's about?
Oh yes, it's about a cook, a chef, that wakes up really early in the morning to prepare his masterpiece for the evening, for a big event like a wedding or something. And so he explained his love for the traditional food. And yes, this is something really interesting, because Italian food, Italian tradition for food, is really similar to the tradition for the music, because people loves it and brings it, keeps it in the centuries and keeps it alive in the centuries, and uses simple ingredients to make masterpieces. You know, like I don't know, the wildwood flower is a fantastic melody in the tradition, American tradition, that has three chords, but they are used in the best way. And if you prepare some sauces, some pesto sauce, for example, mm-hmm. it has basically three or four basic ingredients that you mix. It's the perfection, and you are able to create art also in food. So this song Asima is like, you know, is a comment about being artistic and creative in continuing the old tradition of the family recipes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to finish on a food related song here of yours, Pane, Olio e Sale.
Yeah, that's interesting, because this was the mid-afternoon snacks of the children when I was a child, and the grandma was coming out in the middle of the afternoon with bread, with some olive oil and salt, and giving from this fantastic taste to the children. I remember that I preferred bread, butter, and sugar when it was possible. But pane olio e sale also was fantastic.
Yes.
And sometimes you try to describe a taste from the childhood, or a moment from a childhood with some music. And I hope people will see the old grandma coming out to the children with this plate of pane olio e sale.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of my breakfast in Genoa, of focaccia genovese for breakfast. Oh, it's been so wonderful to chat with you. Thank you so much, Beppe. Maybe a quick un saluto veloce in italiano?
Sì, un saluto a tutte le persone che parlano italiano, e sarà una gioia incontrare tutti gli amici di lingua italiana al festival o in qualche altra bella occasione, e quindi un salutone a tutti da Beppe.
Grazie Beppe, ci vediamo questo weekend.
Assolutamente.
Ciao.
Ciao, a presto.
A presto.
Ciao Linda.
Ciao.
7th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Questo mare, lacrima scura, scende e poi risale. Un'acqua latente limita il lato visibile dell'Occidente. La strada divide, la strada ci accompagna. Lampo improvviso agli occhi tuoi rivela la scalza vertigine blu della moschea.
La 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 la
cima di Galata. Un'immagine limpida e mobile di eternità, che di giorno moltiplica grida e stupore. Sera. La folla smarrisce d'un tratto i nostri passi, confusi sciamano volti da galea. Ripeti quel gioco antico che invoglia perdersi per rincontrarsi. Bisanzio, culla di un tempo perduto, fra mille una storia di ingannar la notte. Lasciaci ancora sorti ad ascoltare. Custodisce le voci di un popolo senza età. Moltitudine sacra di luce e colore. E di un canto che sale.
Solo una volta, solo donna lombarda, perché non mami, perché ho mari, perché ho mari. Se c'hai marito farlo morire, se c'hai marito farlo morire, ti insegnerò, ti insegnerò. Va giù nell'orto del signor padre, va giù nell'orto del signor padre, che c'è un serpente, che c'è un serpente. Piglia la testa di quel serpente, piglia la testa di quel serpente, pestala ben, pestala ben. Torna al marito tutta setato, chiede da me, chiede da me. Marito mio, di quale vuoi? Marito mio, di quale vuoi? Del bianco me, del bianco me. Donna lombarda, darmelo bianco, donna lombarda, darmelo bianco, che leva la sé, che leva la sé. Dell'altra notte saranno i troni dell'altra notte, che là in torbe, che là in torbe. S'alza un bambino di pochi mesi, s'alza un bambino di pochi mesi, babbo non lo be, che c'è il veleno. Donna lombarda, se c'è il veleno, donna lombarda, se c'è il veleno, lo devi mettere, lo devi mettere.
Lombarda. Donna Lombarda è un brano tradizionale, un canto popolare antico, è tra i più diffusi nell'Italia settentrionale, ma è anche conosciuto nel centro meridionale, e narra la storia di una donna che viene invitata dall'innamorato ad uccidere il marito con del veleno cavato da un serpente, ma un bambino denuncia a colui che chiama caro padre il tentato assassino, e questi obbliga la donna a bere e anche lei l'intruglio. Interessantissimo questa storia, cantata questa volta da una donna, Lucilla Galeazzi, che ha una voce spettacolare, su un disco di Riccardo Tesi e Maurizio Geri, quelli di Banda Italiana, un disco che hanno fatto che si chiama Sopra i tetti di Firenze, e è un omaggio alla cantante toscana Caterina Bueno, che è tra l'altro una delle persone che ha cantato e reso famoso questo brano Donna Lombarda. E sto facendo un po' di promozione, diciamo, di questo gruppo, perché Riccardo Tesi e Banda Italiana, insieme a Beppe Gambette, con cui abbiamo appena parlato, suoneranno sia al Island Music Fest a Courtenay questo fine settimana, che a Vancouver al Folk Music Festival a Jericho Beach. Quindi volevo farvi sentire un po' di musica varia da diversi dischi loro, così, cioè, non sarà possibile che non avrete voglia di venire a sentirli. Abbiamo sentito diversi pezzi, prima di Donna Lombarda, uno dei miei pezzi preferiti, Giro di Notte, che è un duo a cappella, non esattamente, c'è anche un po' di tastiera dietro, ma da un disco di Riccardo Tesi che si chiama Crinali, che sono tutti brani dell'Appennino emiliano toscano, credo. Giro di Notte, con la voce di Maurizio Geri e Ginevra Di Marco. Abbiamo invece iniziato con Galata, dal nuovissimo disco appena uscito, che si chiama Maggio, e ho saputo proprio ultimamente che Galata era un quartiere di genovesi a Constantinople, Istanbul. Interessantissimo, nella città medievale. Era una colonia della Repubblica di Genova tra il 1270 e il 1450. Incredibile. So, a little bit of history there about Riccardo Tesi and Banda Italiana's new album Maggio, the song Galata, which is a little neighborhood of present-day Istanbul, which was actually made up of genuine immigrants back in the 1400s. So, I don't have much time left. This is Given the Boot. We were listening to a bunch of Riccardo Tesi and Banda Italiana songs and instrumentals. I probably got room for another track or two. It was very lovely to chat with Beppe Gambetta. As you know, these musicians are coming to play here in BC starting this weekend, so don't miss out. I think Vancouver Island Music Fest is already sold out, but you can definitely still get tickets to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, so don't miss out on that. I'm going to be back in 1 second with one more track from Riccardo Tesi Banda Italiana from their brand new album Maggio in just 1 minute.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca. UBC is proud to be a host venue of the Special Olympics Canada 2014 Summer Games this July 8th through the 12th. The Games will see 1,300 athletes from all across Canada and over 4,000 volunteers, spectators, coaches, and guests on our Vancouver campus over the week. All events are free to attend. Learn more at ubc.ca/Vancouver2014.
Join us on Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows at CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Pietra Secca from Band Italiana's new album Maggio. You can catch them at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival on Friday, July 18th. They'll be playing at Stage 3 on the Sundown, at Sundown on Stage 3 stage, 6:20 p.m. and then on Saturday various times, as well as playing at Harrison Festival of the Arts on Sunday evening. They're also playing Vancouver Island Music Fest, but I don't believe there are any tickets left for that. So if you don't have your ticket already, then there's no point looking that one up. Anyway, I'm just going to finish up here with a little snippet of the voice of Catarina Bueno, that Tuscan folk singer, to finish off the program here and give them the boot. Thank you so much for being with me today. It's been a pleasure to be playing music and introduce musicians to you, maybe new, maybe not. And we'll see you all next week. I'll have a little bit of a rundown of what happened at the Vancouver Island Music Fest this weekend. Ciao a tutti, alla prossima.